Welcome to the Back 'Em Down Podcast. It's your host, Coach Johnson. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Game 6 of the NBA Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Miami Heat. Let's get things started. One adjustment made by the Lakers was to the starting lineup as Alex Caruso joined LeBron, KCP, Danny Green, and Anthony Davis in the starting lineup for Game 6 of the Finals. Lakers were really needing to lock in on Miami sharpshooter Duncan Robinson as they did prior to Game 5. They had held him to 30% from 3 in Games 1 through 4, where he only made 8 triples in 26 attempts. But in Game 5, he really hurt them and hit 7 of 13 threes towards 26 points. Now moving into the first quarter, the Lakers ran everything through Anthony Davis on the first few trips on the offensive side of the floor before LeBron scored on back-to-back transition opportunities. After a steal and a runout, after a Alex Caruso block on Bam Adebayo at the rim, the Lakers built a 6-2 lead early in this game. A few miscues for the Lakers, a miss otherwise a really strong start defensively. The Lakers started 1 of 6 from 3 in Miami, 3 of 5, but the Lakers were able to build a 10-4 lead in the paint due to their 8-0 fast break points advantage. The Lakers were getting stops and getting out and running, and that's been the strong suit for them all season. It was a strong sign from LeBron James that he was in attack mode from the beginning in this game. He was living in the paint, especially in this first quarter, and pushing in transition and in early offense. It was a 28-20 Lakers lead after the first 12 minutes. The Lakers put forth a very strong overall defensive quarter, forcing tough shots from Miami. The Lakers hit 12 of 22 field goals for a strong 54.5%, and that's with missing several open three-pointers. They continued to get great looks against the Miami defense. The only positive for the Heat is that they were able to get to the line 7 times in this first quarter, but they had to do better than the 4 of 7 they shot, because those are freebies. Now moving into the second quarter, another LeBron James layup. And, you know, early in this series, the Heat were doing such a good job protecting the paint, but that was just not the case in this Game 6. The Lakers bench had 14 points in Game 5 total, and you just knew that wasn't going to happen again. With the depth they possess, Rondo already had 9 points in this game early in the second quarter. The Lakers matched their bench output from Game 5 as they were able to build their lead. I was happy to see Goran Dragic play again because the dribble handoffs between him and Adebayo have been fantastic all bubble long, and it was great to see that action again for Miami. The Lakers getting LeBron isolated from the elbow instead of from the deep part of the wing makes such a huge difference in how Miami can pack the paint versus the Lakers. Really took away the aspect of their defense. Speaking of defense, spectacular defense from Alex Caruso in this first half. He was contesting everything and everywhere on the floor. Fast break point totals were Lakers 14, Heat 0. Suffocating, swarming defense. One of the best defensive quarters halves of defense I have ever seen, which led to a lot of transition opportunities for the Lakers. As the Lakers outscored Miami 36-16 in the second quarter to produce a 64-36 halftime lead, LeBron and Caruso, the best two-man lineup in the NBA, were a plus 26 in the first half. And talking about the Heat, you could tell that they were completely gassed. And you started to see this taking effect after Game 5. They weren't able to generate any fast break points and went 1-for-5 from the free throw line in the second quarter after going 4-for-7 in the first quarter. And they just weren't getting anything easy in this game. I will be back shortly to wrap up the show after a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Now that we're back from the break, let's talk about the second half. LeBron already had a 15-point, 10-board double-double early in the third quarter. He was 4 assists away from another finals triple-double. You could tell that Miami was pre-rotating a little bit on drives in this half. The Lakers saw this from Denver last series, encountered with Dwight Howard lobs, and Dwight Howard killed Denver on the boards because of this. But with the Lakers playing small, this would be a smart adjustment from Miami. But Rajon Rondo just couldn't miss on the night and provided a really big spark next to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, as well as Anthony Davis and LeBron James, carrying the offensive load that they usually do night in and night out. It was very interesting to see how much the drop coverage with Anthony Davis in ball screen situations really affected Miami, but it really affected Tyler Hero the most, as we saw a lot of misses from him against that coverage. And for on and off ball actions, the Lakers were showing that to Miami's ball handlers with a lot of success. It was kind of dumbfounding to me that it took almost 3 full quarters for Miami to put Kelly Olynyk in as a popper to counter the Lakers dropping on and off ball screens. But there wasn't just a whole lot that the Heat could do in this quarter to close the deficit, as the Lakers held on to an 87-58 lead after 3 quarters, just 12 minutes away from the NBA title. Moving into the fourth quarter, Tyler Hero did not make great decisions in this game, and the Lakers had to be elated with how often Miami was using him as a primary attacker off of their half-court actions. Things that stuck out to me for the Lakers in this game was that they were running smarter screen coverages, they were executing better offensively, Anthony Davis was able to get his jump shot falling, and they got a masterful performance from Rajon Rondo, who continues to shine light on the essence of playoff Rondo, or in this sense, finals Rondo. Those were just a few of the areas I liked what I saw from LA in this game. LeBron James was able to extend his record of NBA Finals triple-doubles with 11th after a pass to Danny Green 4-3. But Miami was able to score 11 points to start the quarter to cut the lead to 90-69. But they never got much closer than that, as Miami pulled Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play, as the Lakers were leading 101-81. And that's about where it finished. The 2019-2020 Los Angeles Lakers are the champions of basketball as they win Game 6 of the NBA Finals 106-93. This is LeBron James' 4th championship, Danny Green's 3rd championship, J.R. Smith's 3rd championship, JaVale McGee's 3rd championship, Rajon Rondo's 2nd championship, becoming the first player to win a title with both the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers. This is Quinn Cook's 2nd championship, Anthony Davis, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Dwight Howard, Avery Bradley, Deion Waiters, Kyle Kuzma, Alex Caruso, Markieff Morris, Jared Dudley, Talen Horton-Tucker, and Kostas Antetokounmpo's 1st championship rings. Very exciting series, a tough series. I can say that Frank Vogel had the better coaching games in games 1, 4, and 6, and Coach Spoelstra was the better coach in games 2, 3, and 5. Very compelling series. The Heat left it all out on the floor, especially Jimmy Butler, with being down the next 2 best players on this Heat roster, being able to take 2 games off of what is now your NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers. So kudos to them. Got to tip your hat to them. Impressive season, impressive playoff run from the Miami Heat. And now LeBron becomes the first player to win a title with 3 teams. And other than Danny Green. But also the first player to win three finals MVPs with three different franchises and moves one step, whether closer, more ahead, or comes even with Michael Jordan in the GOAT discussion. And that wraps it up for this episode of the Beckham Down podcast. But it also wraps up the NBA season. We got through 172 games in the bubble with no positive COVID test. Phenomenal job by Adam Silver and the rest of the NBA organization. Have to give them a round of applause for the amount of work that went into this and the amount of dedication put in by the players to make this work by each franchise. As a fan of the league, very thankful that they were able to do this and continue even through the times of the social injustice that has plagued our country, and just a phenomenal job by everyone involved throughout this whole process. Now we're going to have a few months off to get ready for the NBA draft, NBA free agency. So a lot of content will be coming from that. But I hope everyone enjoyed the show. If you want to become a monthly contributor to the show, please click the link at the bottom of the show notes. But until the next episode, everyone take care. And I hope you come back for the next episode of the Back 'em Down podcast.